Love and light, peace and blessings, sending out love and positive energy. Today's article is coming from upjourney.com, and the title of this article is 25 plus signs of immaturity in a woman. So I talk a lot about men on my YouTube channel as well as my podcast, but you know, I have to talk about the women as well. So here we go. You know, it's often said, and I have heard this and been told this, that women mature faster than men. But each person is different, and their levels of immaturity will vary. So according to experts, the signs of immaturity in a woman can include, number one, social media is equal to self-worth. Do you know someone who measures their success by the number of likes and shares? Or someone who posts incessantly in search of compliments or pats on the back? Not me. But anyway, these habits may be signs of emotional immaturity. So yes, everyone loves validation, but seeking out constant feedback is indicative of an individual not being mature enough to provide their own self-worth. Mature individuals create their own self-worth by removing the need to prove their happiness, success, love on the social media platform. The cat is lazy. Sorry about that. Moving right along. Number two, egocentrism is a sure sign of immaturity. Egocentrism is the belief that one needs and wants come before the needs and wants of those around them. An example would be if your partner asks for space or independence, their request is not an attack on you, but a desire to fulfill needs that are important to them. Individuals who are uncomfortable with others having needs and wants outside of their relationships are struggling with emotional maturity. Number three, chaos is a lifestyle. Ooh. A chaotic lifestyle is difficult to break out of. Once a person views themselves as a victim, a cycle of helplessness can keep them in a vicious cycle. In some cases, a person seeking joy is this type of lifestyle. It says, have you ever noticed that some people live in a constant state of chaos and or experience a multitude of unfortunate events? Oh, poor me narrative can sometimes lead to self-fulfilling prophecies of further chaos. And this kind of mindset is often used to distract a person from taking accountability for their piece in the story. It's everybody else's fault. Sign number four, she's not taking responsibilities. It may very well be a long, troublesome cycle, but figuring out how to assume responsibility for your activities is a significant part of developing and maturing. Women tend to overlook responsibility when a man takes charge of things, and some women don't want to take the initiative. Number five, she is an attention seeker. There's a distinction between appreciating the spotlight and continually waiting to be the focal point of everyone's attention. Poof. Some women always want to be the focal light of any situation, even if it's not even related to them. Creating an attention-seeking image makes you vulnerable in others' eyes. Number six, she does not admit wrongdoings. Developed grown-ups are hesitant to concede when they are based off of even wrong, but immature grown-ups will stand firm in any event when all the proof is against them. Number seven, she can't accept the opinions or feedback of other people. This is a huge sign of immaturity in a woman. These kinds of women have not grown emotionally and mentally to accept that people have their own opinions and hers is not necessarily better. And these women are way too invested in themselves. They put themselves on a pedestal. Mature women know how to listen and grow from people's feedback. Yes, we do. Number eight, she can't own up to her mistakes. And this could be problematic, especially if you need to work with her, but it would even be more difficult if you are in a relationship with her. And you will know that she has a lot of things to work upon herself if she's having difficulty owning up to her mistakes or even taking responsibility. Number 9, she makes it all about her. She does not acknowledge your feelings, opinions, or your thoughts. And whenever something comes up, she makes it about her, how she's affected by it, what she thinks should be done, and why it has impacted her. If she does not take the time to hear you out and stay and rambles on about her all the time, it's a clear sign that she's immature and has a lot of growing up to do. Me is not a good mindset to have in any relationship. Number 10, judging others, gossiping behind other people's back, and lacking empathy towards others. The pressure to know it all and be it all are overwhelming as a woman. From a young age, we are coerced into believing we have to fit into society's mold of nice enough, fit enough, smart enough, mom, worthy, and the list goes on. And this pressure often leads to a lack of clarity on who we truly are and what lights us up. We lose sight of our passions and unique strengths. We are so exhausted from trying to be what we think we're supposed to be that our authentic selves get thrown out the window. And this is so true. Insecurities affect women differently, but for many, immaturity is a direct symptom. Judging others, gossiping behind their backs, and lacking empathy towards others are all examples of immature behaviors that can result from these insecurities. Immature women come from a place of feeling like they have to defend themselves, put on a show, and be what they think others want them to be. Number 11, immature women are reactive instead of responsive. Now, none of us is perfect, and we all know that. So when our imperfections materialize in a mistake, our response is a good indicator of our maturity. Of course, it hurts to be criticized, and nobody likes making mistakes. But as an immature woman immediately shoots off an email full of emotion, accusations, and hurt. But a mature response is measured thoughtfully and generally takes a little longer than an immature reaction. And to act in a mature manner, first make a commitment not to respond immediately. Sometimes you just gotta take time through the situation and assess where you could have done better, communicated differently, and prepared better. So take a look at that situation from the other person's perspective and remember that most of the time, while criticism feels personal, it really isn't. Number 12, an immature woman has zero communication skills. She has zero communication skills. She never takes responsibilities for mistakes or her actions. There's always someone else to blame. She'd rather keep malice with you than talk about her feelings when you reach out to talk to her. She ignores you and causes a scene. Number 13, she nags about everything. If she nags about any and everything, then she's 100% immature. Does she play the blame game when you call her out for doing something wrong? If yes, then this is a sign. Number 14, she does not hold herself accountable for the choices she makes. Number 15, she is not serious. Everything is a joke to her. She takes nothing seriously. You can't trust her because she doesn't keep to her words or promises. Number 16, she never apologizes. She's always right. Every other person is the wrong one. She rarely apologizes when she has offended you, but she expects you to apologize for what she did. She runs her mouth. Oh my God. She has tea on everyone she comes in contact with and won't hesitate to spill it at all the slightest provocation. I don't know if I'm saying that right. You better off not telling her anything that concerns you. She's vengeful. If you annoy her or do something to piss her off, she'll make sure she goes to any length to make your life a living hell, even if it means lying against you. Number 19, she has tantrums. When things don't go her way, she throws tantrums like a 5-year-old, shouting unnecessarily, cursing you out, crying, throwing things at you are all signs of an immature woman. Number 20, she's not capable of taking responsibility. An immature personality in such a situation will not try to improve their lives. Instead, they will blame anyone for this, the boy's parents, the government, and soon you. Number 21, she is full of constant resentment. You did not answer her call. You did not call her back. An immature person will be offended because this is exactly what children do. 22, she cannot cover her own needs. Adults should be able to cover their needs on their own. If she cannot go to the store herself, provided that she does not have a disability, complains that she is lonely all the time, requires constant moral support. Wants everyone to put themselves in her shoes. Be sure you are in face of an immature personality. She's constantly manipulating, which is another unhealthy behavior. Immature person never asks for forgiveness since they do not know how to admit their mistakes. She has a constant need to take. Number 24. Number 25, she mirrors victimized and aggressive behaviors. Immaturity is often accompanied by a victimized and aggressive behavior, sort of like kids deal with parents. They will whine or cry first to get what they want, and if that doesn't work, they might become aggressive, start hitting and throwing things and yell. Oh my gosh. She is all talk. Excuse me. 26, she is all talk. When trying to impress, people will say just about anything. The biggest clue to their immaturity will be whether or not they follow through or back up what they say with verifiable actions. Number 27, she is unable or willing to be vulnerable. Number 28, she turns your bad feelings into a fort. And that was the end. And this article is coming from upjourney.com, 25 plus signs of immaturity. And I want to get the author of this article. Let's see. It just says, you by the editors, psychology. I don't see no author on here. Tara Dixon, LPC, licensed professional counselor, owner of Heal Your Life Counseling, LLC. That's it with the article. Very great article. Work on your immaturity. Time to grow up. God is idea.